The hunt, which would begin next winter, would start December 1st and end March 15th. It's not for the entire Unit 18, Philip Perry of the State Department of Fish and Game explains.
It's only for a portion of Unit 18, so it's Unit 18 remainder, which is basically the Yukon River drainage, the coastal area, and everything north of, but including the Johnson, the upriver part of the Johnson. So it's a big, big area with a lot of moose.
Perry says that the proposal was brought forward by a non-resident who lived here earlier and wanted an opportunity to do subsistence, though other people from out of state could use this as well.
You know, I can use my dad as an example, who lives in Colorado, that if he wants to come up next December, you know, he could come up and buy a non-resident hunting license and go shoot a cow or an antlerless bull.
The idea was concerning to some, calling into the meeting saying that they didn't want outsiders taking their subsistence. But Perry says that trophy hunting would be out of the question, because this is not an antlered hunt.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb here predicting that, you know, there'll be a few people who use this, but it's not going to be a flood of people that show up.
The bag limit would be one antlerless moose per hunter, and the hunt would have to be reapproved for 2018 and every following year. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.